My name is Ben Tibbetts, and I'm a pianist and composer working in the area of Austin, Texas. So the month of August started out on a sad note with the loss of a friend. My old buddy, Adam Sabura, passed away on August 4th at the age of 33, which was really tragic. Adam was awesome. He was one of the most altruistic, self-sacrificing people I ever met. And it was really awful to lose him at what felt like an early age, like too early an age. I was looking forward to many more decades of his company. And so I felt that it was important to me to go up to Maine to attend his funeral on August 10th. So I went up and did that. And I also arranged a song to perform on the piano at his funeral. The song that I chose was The Rising by Bruce Springsteen. And I thought this was appropriate for Adam because he was a volunteer firefighter and he worked as a dispatcher for 911 calls. And he was just, as I say, an unusually giving person. He gave a lot to his community. It mattered a lot to Adam that he was useful to the people around him. And The Rising is a song that can be interpreted in a few different ways, but I interpret it as sort of an ode to servicemen and women, and also to people who are going through difficult times, people who are going through struggles. Also in August, there was a film released that featured some music I wrote on commission, which was pretty cool. This was a documentary called The Music Came First, and it's about the life of a music producer named Creed Taylor. The Music Came First was produced by Snapshots Foundation, and I was really honored to be a part of that project, although I must say it's sort of intimidating to have my background music placed alongside classic jazz records and bossa nova records. You can actually watch this film for free online, which is pretty stunning because it took a couple of years to produce. Just follow the link that I'll be putting on the screen here somewhere. So this part isn't really an update because it's not a new project or anything like that, but I just wanted to quickly showcase the work from some of my piano students. A few of them recently participated in a piano recital, and I've been putting recordings and materials from lessons on my website as well as on YouTube. So go check it out. I'm really proud of these people. In one of my previous updates, I mentioned the High Strung concert, which was a collaboration between a bunch of musicians to put on original music for violin and piano. And those recordings were put online. You can now view them on YouTube. One of these pieces on this concert was my telling, my sort of musical retelling of the famous story, The Emperor's New Clothes. And it featured violinist Phil Davidson and vocalist Julie Silva. Looking ahead, some of the projects that I have going on include the concert in early October that I previously mentioned with Graham Yates and Carl Loke, the Thriftish Benefit Concert, which I've mentioned in previous monthly updates on December 6th, and a couple of personal professional projects, including more music for the audio store, a couple of pieces for a pump organ, an antique instrument that's it's an organ that doesn't use electricity to run. It's pumped by your feet. You kind of pedal your feet like a bicycle, which has been a lot of fun to work on. A technical sort of logistical project where I'd like to be able to sell individual items on my website instead of relying solely on the subscriber model. because I've had some inquiries from people wanting to, say, purchase an individual song without having to subscribe to anything and be billed, you know, repeatedly, which I totally understand. I just need to set it up, and that's going to take a little time for me to do so. And that's about it for this monthly update. Sorry that I missed last month, so I guess it's a bi-monthly update. Feel free to reach out and let me know how you're doing, and I hope you are doing well.